a broken heart. Real BS show coming back at you after a week off.
That's right.
Ugly weather, week off. And from freezing to 50 degrees now and full of fog. Yeah. I want to do something today that's kind of been on my mind. Is a band called, well, Three Dog Night. I think everybody's heard of that. Maybe not the young folks, but I did so much with them, and I played so much of their music over the years. I mean, it was the very first song I ever played was this one, and in a band. And I don't know. We'll do a show with just these guys singing. I mean, some of them are dead now. The drummer just died.
Right.
King Solomon's Mines. Corey Wells, who I think was from Fredonia,
right,
New York, he died not too long ago. And pretty sad, but these guys, when I first started playing music in band, these guys weren't known yet. So we played a lot of their music, and people thought we wrote it. I mean, it was, but we did. Pete Peterson was just an outstanding drummer and a great singer. Alan Wise, wonderful singer. Tim Popotnick sang like nobody. I mean, geez. Plus, he had the Hammond organ.
Right.
So.
And their harmonies were on point. Very, very tight.
And
the drummer is very good.
The old band I was in was called The Phillip, and I just fell into it because I couldn't find anybody else. So, let's start off with we'll take it from there. Okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Slipping away, sitting on a pillow, waiting for night to fall. Girl in a dream, sitting on a pillow, this is the night.
Show, and we're going back through memory lane here with Mr. Hinkle here.
This was my start into the music business,
right?
And just about every one of these songs we're going to play that we did play and was super fun. But we had the vocals to do it. I mean, and the Hammond organ.
Right.
So.
And you were covering a band that at one time was not well known at the time.
No, at the time they weren't well known. But people thought we wrote the music, you know.
Right. And they were very talented.
This was before Woodstock, and
right.
So.
And then you guys covered, this is the first song that we're going to play next, is the first song that you said that you learned bass on.
Yeah, I learned the bass, and I had a couple singing parts in there. Too high for me to do nowadays, but it was a lot of fun, a lot of fun. And that got me hooked. I mean, that got me hooked, and that was the end of it. So, the heck with college, and off I went.
And I'm going to tell you right now, this is one of the bands that, you know, growing up, I've heard. But, you know, nowadays most people, you know, they know Led Zeppelin, they know Pink Floyd, they know, you know, the Beatles and whatnot. But this is a band that had severe amount of talent. I mean, in a good way. Like, I'm talking, they were just, you know, the drummer was on point. The bassist was on point. All the harmonies, all the guitar work, you know.
Yeah, it was a band. It was a whole team effort. It really was. I mean, Three Dog Night, you think of the three guys out front.
Right.
That's fine. But the whole band... It was a tight band. They were
right. And just the harmonies.
They played
alone.
Together, you know, forever.
Right.
You know, to the very end.
I think they're still playing, aren't they? Some of them.
Well, there's, you know, it's some of them died. So,
right.
So it's a mishmash, you know. But the last time I did them was at the Erie County Fair.
Oh wow!
And we did the sound for them, and it was the band, same band, same guys.
That'd be a show.
The drummer and the guitar player. Yeah, it was. It was pretty neat, you know. It was not a lot of different stuff. But what we played, though, was like off the first two albums, which weren't super duty known, but, man, we loved them songs. It was really good songs. So I guess without further ado, let's play the first one I ever learned.
Right. Eli's Coming.
Yeah, Eli's Coming. Yeah. And see what that does.
Eli's Coming.
Better hide your heart.
you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
The Real BS Show doing Three Dog Night, one of my favorite bands from when I first got my feet wet in the music business. And now the next thing we'd like to do is, there was a song written by the Beatles for Three Dog Night.
Which is crazy, right?
Yeah. No, the Beatles never published anything. They wrote it for the Three Dog Night. And which is kind of crazy, because back in those days, now we're talking 1969, 70s,
right,
back in there, Elton John was just giving up. He decided he wasn't going to make it in the music business, so he was giving up. And the Three Dog Night got him booked with them, I think, and talked him into sticking it out and keep going because they liked him.
Right.
And if it wasn't for the Three Dog Night, Elton John may have never made it big.
Which is crazy thinking about.
Yeah, well, nobody knows that stuff either, you know, and Elton John might not even admit to it, but that's what happened back then. And these guys talked him into sticking it out and keep going. And he did, and boom, you know, he made it. But they helped him. They really helped him. And that's a little known story about the Three Dog Night. But anyways, this next song was written by pretty much John Lennon.
Right.
And they gave it to the Three Dog Night, and they changed it some, took the instruments out pretty much, and left the drums in, I think, and just took it away with their voices.
Right.
So let's try this one out and see what happens.
I say, for you, love, true love.
This is a real BS show. Back in action. After all, you think we're going to get some more bad weather?
I have a feeling I think we will. That's just...
It was last night I took what should have been a one-hour drive to Cambridge Springs and back. Turned into 3 hours because of the fog. Yeah. It was so thick. Yeah. It was couldn't see 20 feet in front of you.
I'll admit that that's how I was driving last night too, and it was very thick fog.
Terrible.
I think it was all the snow. It was like 45 degrees, 44, whatever it was.
It's the warm air and the cold ground. Yeah. Just, holy smokes.
And you know, for me, I was worried about deer the whole time.
I saw some deer. Yeah,
I had a few people walking on the side of the road in that thing. I'm thinking, wow, you're in this fog, and
they're next. You
really trust vehicles driving through here.
Wow. It was a little hectic. Amazing. Yeah, we've had some crazy weather, that's for sure. So, I tell you what, let's play a few songs, but. All these songs are the songs that we played back in the late 60s, early 70s.
Especially this next one.
What is it?
Chest Fever.
Chest Fever, yeah. It was a big-time Hammond organ thing. And I don't know. The Three Dog Night, I did some sound jobs with them in Erie at the Warner Theater and somewhere else, Erie County Fair. I mean, those guys were just wonderful. They're really good guys,
right?
You know, they weren't like Mick Jagger or somebody all prima donna and everything like that. These guys were the real deal,
right?
Some of them died. Corey Wells, matter of fact, he was from Dunkirk. And the drummer, Solomon's Mines, I don't remember a guy's name, but
right. He was from Alberta.
He was a good drummer, very good drummer,
very talented
bass player. Was good too. I think he died clear back in the early
2000s. Yeah, 14 or something like that.
And
yeah.
But the guitar player is still going. And
lead, the other Donnie guy, I think what his name is. I can't remember.
Yeah, there's a couple of Two Dog Night now.
Yeah,
but that Three Dog Night thing came from Australia. That's where when they're out in the cold, depending on how many. If it was cold, you'd get one dog to sleep with you.
Right.
And you got colder, you get two dogs, and then it was super duper cold, you got three dogs. And that was called a Three Dog Night.
Right.
So that's somebody, one of the singer's girlfriend was from Australia, and she brought that up, and he said, hey, that's a good name. So that's how they got it. So, all right, let's play some songs, and these all kind of tug at me because we played them really well. Pete Peterson was just a wonderful drummer and a great singer. And Alan Wise and Tim Popotnick, they were so good. And they were our Three Dog Night. They were just so good at it. So and because we played these songs so early that nobody really knew who Three Dog Night was at the time, and they just loved them songs, and they were so fun to play. So let's do it.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
she may be weary. Young girls, they do get weary wearing that same old funky dress. But ooh, while she gets weary, weary, won't you try some tenderness? You know she's there waiting and anticipating for the things she'll make. She gets weary. Won't you try? Oh, try some tenderness. Mm-hmm. And I know it.
It's the Real BS Show. Back in action. Hey, this has been a good day. Three Dog Night, really big time on my hit list, I guess you could say.
Right.
That's because we played all their songs. And what do we got? We got a couple. Well, let's just play a couple more songs. And I know we played these songs. I just can't remember.
Yeah, Heaven's in Your Mind and Feeling All Right.
Yeah, Feeling All Right. Now, that was Feeling All Right was kind of an early version because everybody started doing it after that.
Oh, really?
I mean, you know, Joe Cocker and all kinds of people started, you know, playing that song.
Yeah, we can play that one next, Feeling All Right, you know.
Okay. And then what was that other one?
Heaven's on Your Mind.
Heaven's on, yeah, that was just a nice song. It was not a big deal. I think it was kind of on the slower side. But,
right. And their songs are fast, by the way.
They're fun. They're really fun to do. Just fun to play. But, you know, you need all that vocal strength to make it happen, to make it.
Right.
Plus the Hammond organ. You got to have that. Without that.
Right.
And back in our day, we had to carry that big sucker up and down steps, and oh, it was awful. And then we had a Hammond or a Leslie cabinet that went with it, you know, one with the speakers that spin around and faster and slower.
That sounds fancy.
Well, that's what made the Hammond organ sound so good. It was the Leslie's tone cabinet, but they were big, you know, heavy duty, made out of wood. So let's play these couple songs and see how it goes.
Sounds good.
Seems I've got to have a change of scene. Every night I have the strangest dream. In prison, by the way, it should have been. Left here on my own, or so it seems. I've got to leave before I start to scream. But someone's locked the door.
Thank you. to heaven, and heaven is in your
BS show coming at you
live downtown Union City.
Yeah, right. That's exciting.
I know.
And it's still January though. Just don't let that get away from you.
Yeah, it's only a few days away.
You got February and March yet to go. Ooh, geez.
Yeah.
My water pipes are. I got them unthawed, so I got water again.
Oh wow.
Wow, it's been a long.
Do you need some heat tape for that or something? Or?
Yeah, I forgot I put it on the pipes, and so I plugged it in, and sure enough, it took about 4 hours
really?
For it to unthaw.
Oh, wow, yeah.
But my batteries had no problem, so.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so now it's figured out and working again.
Yeah, it's a struggle.
And nothing broke.
That's good. You have the PEX tubing, don't you? You have that.
Yeah, I used
oh, that stuff's amazing.
Rubber, you know, something that wouldn't break. From freezing, and one last song which we played, and it was more of a slower, you know, and what do you call it, belly rubber or whatever? I don't know, but it was
get your dancing honey going.
It just reminds me of Pete Peterson and Alan Weiss. Right. They were such good singers, and they worked together so well, and it was just like Three Dog Night. I mean, same thing. Those guys were super duper. And I don't know, just got my attention, and I really, really liked them. So let's try a little tenderness and see, and we'll see you all next week.
Yeah.
You know, unless there's a giant snowstorm or, you know.
You know, this is one of those shocking things that some people might be shocked to hear, maybe. But a lot of younger people don't know this about this band. They know about the Beatles. They know about Led Zeppelin. They know about, the Rock, the Rolling Stones, you know, whatever. But this is a band that's like really people should not ignore. They should
go
back and
see,
listen.
What happened was is after their first couple albums, which were kind of flew under, but that's when everybody said, "Wow, these guys are something."
Right.
So then the producers got a hold of them and all the commercial guys, and they started doing "Joy to the World" and all
right.
that kind of
right,
goofy
right.
crap, you know, and it just. I think they got tired. As a matter of fact, I think they give up. They quit for a while, a couple
right.
of years.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
they just yeah. said, okay, this is enough of this. And then they came back and pretty much just doing their old stuff, you know. And they're still going. They're still, you know, the Two Dog Night
they're
now.
Still, they're still performing. That's like
yeah,
just crazy
yeah.
you think about.
They
you
replaced
know.
Some of the guys that died. But, you know, hey, there's people want to pay them money. Okay, we'll take it.
But, you know, it's crazy to think how young they were when they started. That's the part that gets me is, you know, people who had to, they had to go through that years of experience of dealing with the record industry. And, you know, that's a rigmarole that people are still facing to this day.
Yeah, well, the producers and all that, you know, money crap will, you know, it's killed a lot of people. It's run a lot of bands out of business. But, yeah, I mean, you know, hey, if there's a desire there to hear them, boom, they'll do it.
Right.
So, good night, everybody, and we'll see you next week. And while you're at it, try a little tenderness.
How can people be so heartless? How can people be so cruel?